Today's share is Masechta Kedushin Daf Ayin Vav. We will begin on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph at the sixth line, the Yesh Aymrim. We had learned in the Mishnah that Rebbe Elazar said, Kuti lo yisa kutis. A kuti is not allowed to marry a kutis. And as we started learning at the end of the previous share, the Gemara says there are three opinions for the basis of Rebbe Elazar's position. And as we discussed, there's actually Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand these three opinions. Are we to understand that these three opinions are speaking directly to this question of why a kuti is not allowed to marry a kutis? Or is it are we to understand that they're really making statements regarding kutim, these tanoim that we're going to quote? And based on the statement that these tanoim make, we now understand why kuti lo yisa kutis. So the last explanation is the Yesh Aymrim. The Yesh Aymrim fish and bekin bedukukei mitzvahs. The kutim are not that familiar with the details of how to perform a mitzvah. Man Yesh Aymrim. Ask them who are the Yesh Aymrim. Amar of Idi Bar Oven, Rebbe Lezahi. It represents the opinion of Rebbe Lezah. The Tanya. We learned in a braisa. Matzah's kuti. The matzah that kutim bake on Pesach. Materis one may eat that matzah. A person could fulfill the chiyuv of eating matzah on Pesach with the matzah that a kuti bakes. There's a fundamental machlokes rishonim. What is the matzah that's being discussed? Rashi says, we know there's a mitzvah deraisa, that in the first night of Pesach we have to eat matzahs. Those matzahs have to be baked. L'shem, they have to be, not just baked, they have to be made. L'shem mitzvah's matzah. And the Tanna Kamma holds that we could rely that the kutim make the matzahs, the shei mitzvahs matzah. Others explain that what the Gemara means, other Rishonim, what it means is regarding the halacha, that the matzah has to be prepared to be made sure, matzah shmura, that it should be made to be careful that it doesn't become chametz, and we could rely on the kutim to make the matzah, taking care that it shouldn't become chametz. There's actually a nafkamina between these two approaches in the Rishonim. According to the Pshat of Rashi, matzah shmur is something that's only relevant for the first night of Pesach. But we have to make sure that the matzah was made, l'shem mitzvah's matzah, to mekayin the mitzvah. According to the other Rishonim, that matzah shmur means that it was made with special care, that it should not become chametz, so that's not a din specifically the first night of Pesach. All of Pesach, the matzah has to be made properly. Tosfos also discusses how could the Tanna Kamma suggest that we could be yoytzu a matzah kuti? Isn't this past palter? The loch is that bread that's baked by a goy, by a kuti, we're not supposed to eat. This is past palter. So there are a number of answers given by the Tosfos, by other Rishonim. One teretz is that this is the kuti that we're talking about baked the matzah in a Jew's home. And therefore there's no problem a past kuti. Another explanation along the same line is that the kuti used a Jew's dough. And since he was using a Jew's dough, there's no problem with past kuti. Another teretz that the Mefarshim suggest is that the Jew turned on the oven. And since the Jew turned on the oven, there's no problem past palter. And yet another teretz that I saw the Rishonim suggest that this Gemara is before the takana past palter was put into place. Another question Tosfos asks is that many times in Shas, the Gemara says that kutim did not define lifnei evil esita michshol as we understand lifnei evil esita michshol, that you have to be careful not to make a person do an aveira. So the question is, why are we not concerned that if a kuti is going to give us matzah, even if he's mekayim mitzvahs matzah properly, but the matzah he gives us is not matzah that was properly prepared? So the Mefarshim explain, as far as it being chametz or not, the Shulchan Aruch gives us clear ways, we're not such experts in this, on how to see if matzah is chametz or not. Regarding the din, that the matzah was prepared properly, shmira l'shma, they say you have to make sure that the kuti eats the matzah. If you see that the kuti is eating that matzah, it's a proof that the matzah was prepared properly. Maybe he doesn't care about the way you perform the mitzvah, but he cares about himself. So if you see that he's eating from this matzah, it's a raya that it's kosher matzah. In fact, the Mefarshim want to say, based on this discussion of Tosfos, there's a question if lifnei evil esita michshol is only by mitzvahs loisasei or even by mitzvahs asei. So they want to say the fact that the Zeich Yitzchak says this, the fact that Tosfos asked this question of Lifnei Ivel Asita Michshol regarding the mitzvah sasei of eating matzah, is a raya that Lifnei Ivel Asita Michshol even applies to mitzvah sasei. Rebbe Elazar Oyser. Rebbe Elazar says you can't use kutis matzahs. Why? Lifishem bekiin bekduke mitzvahs. They're not so careful. Rav Shimon Gamliel says as follows. If we see that the kutim follow a mitzvah, they're even more careful than we are. Not. So the question is, so why is there a problem with a kuti marrying a kutis, getting intermarried with them? Elohamai, ein bekiyin. What's pshat that they're not careful? Lefisha ein bekiyin, betaris kitten v'kedushin. That Gerushin. They're not careful. They're not expert in all the various halachas. We've been learning about marriage and divorce, and there may be a woman who they consider divorced, but is actually not divorced. And she's an Eishes Ish. And she gets married between the kutim. So we have a situation where there are mamzerim mixed in between the kutim, and it's a problem. Ask the mefarshim. That's why kuti should not marry kutis. Ask the mefarshim. Even if there are mamzerim mixed in between the kutim, so we're learning that a ger is allowed to marry a mamzer. So why is there a problem? What? The reason you're saying the kuti can't marry kutis? Because this kutis may be a mamzeris. There's no problem for a ger to marry a mamzer, according to Rabbi Yossi. So some say Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion, we know it's machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Yehuda, about a ger marrying a mamzer. Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Yehuda that a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzer. Others say, we quoted the Gemara just in the previous year, that kuti, after a ger, after many, many generations, where people don't recognize that they're gerim, certainly may not marry mamzerim. And therefore, the kutim, who has so many generations, even if you follow the opinion that a ger can marry a mamzer, a kuti cannot. Amar of Nachman, Amar of Avua, the reason why kuti can't marry kutits, is mamzer machoisoi or mamzer meishes ich is nisav behem. That mamzerim, similar to what we just said a moment ago, mamzerim got intermingled into their family. So that's the one Mike Mashmalon. What is he saying by giving us these examples of mamzer machoisoi or mamzer meishes ich? That yesh mamzer machai v'krisis. That even though these are situations of chiv karis, he's obviously following the opinion of Shimon HaTamani. We quoted the Machloikis also yesterday, that according to Shimon HaTamani, from Chai the Krisis is a Mamzer. Ask them, if that's his point, Nisni Chodah. So why does he have to mention both Mamzer Ma'achoysoi or Mamzer Meshesach? Just mentioning one will already show us that he could says that you could have a Mamzer from a Chai the Krisis. Answers him, absolutely. To make that point, it would have been adequate to mention only one of the two cases. Just Master Shaya Kachoya. That's the way it was, that there were these situations, how Mamzerim got intermingled between the Kutim, and that's why we're not supposed to marry the Kutim, nor may the Kutim marry the Kutim. V'rav Amma, ever v'shivcha nisarvaban. And ever in a shivcha got intermingled amongst them. Isurmai, ask them, what's the issue? V'shem shivcha. We go back to what we learned at the end of the previous parak. At the end of the previous parak, we learned that if an Eved marries a Jewish woman, the child that will be born is a Jew. The only problem is that if a Jew marries a Shivcha, the child born will be an Eved Kanani. So ask the Gemara, why do we have to mention that both an Eved Kanani and a Shivcha Kananis got intermingled between them? What's relevant to us is the fact that the Shivcha Kananis got intermingled. The Eved Kanani is not that important. And says the Gemara, you're right. Nisni Chada. Why don't we only mention the fact that a shivcha got mixed in? The ever getting mixed in isn't really that relevant. And so the Gemara, Master Shaya Kachaya, the Gemara is reporting the facts as they were. Says the Mishnah, Hanoisi Isha Kahenis. If somebody is marrying a woman who's a Kahenis, and we have a big machloikus Rishonim, how to understand this Mishnah. Rashi, Tosfos, say that our Mishnah is referring to a Kohen. A Kohen who's coming to get married has to check the yichus of his wife, because he has to be careful that in case there's any problem with the yichus, it would impact on the status of his children. So the Mishnah is teaching us what he has to do. But it's talking about a kohen getting married. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that our Mishnah speaks about two cases. The first case that we're learning now is indeed regarding a Kohen marrying a Kohenes. And he has to check if there's any problems with this wife's family regarding Kahuna issues. But says the Ramban, she could be Israelis, we're going to talk about it in a minute. But says the Ramban, we're going to get to that line in Mishnah in a moment, but says the Ramban, the Mishnah is not limited to speaking to guarding a Kohen, who a Kohen's marrying. Even if a Yisrael or a Levi get married, they also have to check. Just when a Yisrael or a Levi get checked, they don't have to check for Psule Kol. They don't have to check for Psule Kahuna. A Kohen has to check both for Psule Kol and for Psule Kahuna. And we'll learn everything in the Mishnah. So Hanisa Isha Kohenis, if a Kohen is marrying a Kohenis, Tzorach Livdek Achreha, he has to check up a number of generations, Abimos, four grandmothers, Shein Shmoina, that really are eight, because every mother or grandmother that he's checking is actually checking the mother of that individual too. Ima, her mother, Ve'em Ima, her mother's mother, and then we add one more, the mother of that individual, Ve'em avi ima, the mother of a father's mother, v'ima, and her mother, Ve'em avia v'ima. Ve'em avia v'ima. That's how we have the eight people. So the question is, number of questions. One question the Rishonim ask is, we have to check all of these eight women that the Mishnah mentions. Why do we say arba she'em shmoina? We should have said eight. So the Ran asked this question, and the Ran answers that really we only have to check four. Just to properly check these four that we have to check their mothers. That will give us a clear picture about these four individuals. That's why the Mishnah uses the Lashon, Abba Shein Shmoina. Furthermore, why only is the Halacha that you have to check these four, these eight? Why not more? Or even, we're going to learn in a moment, more. Why not up to the beginning of the Yichus? So the Rishonim answer, truthfully, perhaps that what should be done. Here we're discussing being realistic in this Mishnah, that there's only that far up that people are going to be able to say testimony regarding the validity of the Yichus. Chaznish says that when we speak about investigation, we're not speaking about bringing Edom. We just have to do a basic investigation that there were no rumors regarding their Yichus. However, does say the Chaznish, even though he's the one that says that a basic investigation is adequate, says the Chazon Ish, that if you can't even do a basic investigation, that means you try to find out about these individuals, and there's no way of finding out, you can't say, listen, I tried to do what I can and I couldn't find, it should be acceptable. He says, according to the Tan of our Mishnah, it would be not acceptable. Now continues the Mishnah. Levi of Yisraelis, Mesifin Aleim Oirachas. And here again, we're going to learn the Mishnah the way Rashi learns the Mishnah and the way Ramban learns the Mishnah. According to Rashi, the Mishnah is teaching us that if a Kohen is coming to marry a Levi Yisraelis, because a Kohen may marry a Levi of Yisraelis, so since they're not as careful with Yichus issues as the Kohanim are, we have to go Oirachas, one more generation up. What that means we'll see in the Gemara. That's according to Rashi's interpretation. According to the Ramban's interpretation, the Mishnah is teaching us a whole new din. The first din of the Mishnah was talking about a Kohen. That a Kohen is marrying a Kohenes. He has to check these four generations. Abishen Shmoina. Now the Mishnah is talking both to a Kohen and to a Levi and to a Yisrael. And the Mishnah is teaching us a new din altogether, says the Ramban. That besides the issue of a Kohen marrying a Kohenes, that has to be done. On top of that, that's regarding Psule Kahuna. But there are also issues regarding Psule Kahol that this then applies to everybody, whoever's getting married. However, says the Mishnah, Ein Bait Kelam Mezbech Lamalim. Machloikas, how to understand this line? Most Rishonim understand the line of Ein Bait Kelam Mezbech Lamalim is that if somebody had a grandfather who was working in the Mizbeach, working in the Beis Hamikdash, that's clear that he was not married to somebody who's disqualified and that his parents were fine, and there's no reason to do any further investigation. However, there are other Rishonim that say it's not speaking specifically to a Kohen. We know there are certain avoidus that even a Yisrael is allowed to do. The Halacha is a Yisrael is allowed to do Shechita. if there was a Yisrael who was allowed to do Shechit in the Beis HaMikdash, that's a clear proof that this Yisrael is a fine Yichus, and you don't have to do any more investigation on that person. Tosfos asks, there are other dinim that we've learned in our travels through Shas. There's a halacha that if somebody was accepted to say Nesis Kapayim, if somebody ate Truma, we don't check further. That's a pure ride that there were Kahanim. Why doesn't our Mishnah mention it? So there are a number of answers given by the Rishonim. One answer is Tana V'Shayer. Our Mishnah is not giving us an exhaustive list of all the proof. Another teretz is that our Mishnah is only mentioning cases that there's no machloikis on. These dinim of min aduchen lamala, min achilas truma lamala, are subject of machloikis tanaim. Mishnah is avoiding machloikis. A third teretz is that's included in what the Mishnah says min aduchen lamala. The Mishnah doesn't mean specifically min mizbeach lamala. It doesn't mean specifically doing avoid in the mizbeach. Anything that proved that they were kahanim, they did duchening, they ate truma, is considered a valid proof. If a Levi was on the Duchen, here too we have a Machlokes Rishonim. Most Rishonim say that if a Levi was a person who sang on the Duchen, that's a proof that he's a 100% Levi. Others say that if he did any Avoida that a Levi does. If somebody was a member of the Sanhedrin, as we'll learn in the Gemara, it's a proof that he's a fine Yichas. Continues the Mishnah. The Kol Shehuchzukah Avoyis Mishoytri Rabbim, anybody whose forefathers were public officials, Gabit Tzedaka, Mitzin Lekuna, we allow their descendants to marry Kuhuna, Vein Tzarech Levdek Achreim, and we know that they're a fine Yichas. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Af Mi Shayachosim Eid, Ba'arki Shayashonos Tzipuri, whoever was accepted as a witness in that court, is a Raya that he is a fine Yichas. Most Rishonim have our Gersa, that he was an aid. Others say being an aid is not adequate. He had to be a dayan. Whoever was accepted to be a dayan in that court, we know is of good yichas. Whoever was an officer in the army also is a proof, as we'll learn in the Gemara, why that is a fine yichas. Ask the Gemara. Why do we only check the yichas of women, not the yichas of men? Answers the Gemara. Noshi the chimintz bahadi adadi. Women, when they quarrel amongst themselves, barayusu them insu. They call themselves names that they did something inappropriate. Them, but not regarding the yichas. So therefore, them isa the ikam milsa. If there was something inappropriate regarding the yichas of these women, layus the kol. There would never be a kol, and therefore we have to do our own investigation. However, gavri the chimintz bahadi adadi. Men, when they fight amongst themselves, they call each other, if there is a yichus issue, that's what they'll say about each other. Im isa, says the Gemara, so therefore, if there were a problem regarding the yichus of somebody, isla kala, everybody would be aware of it, and therefore we don't have to do any independent investigation. Ask the Gemara, v'inami tivdek beididei, why if a kahenis is marrying a Yisrael, or marrying a given a kohen, why is the halacha that she doesn't have to check his yichas? Answers the Gemara, Mesaile l'Rav, this is what we learned from Rav and Daf Ayin Gimel, Damar of Yehuda Merav, Lehuzruk Sheirois, Lenos L'Psulim. A kohen, as we've been learning, has to be careful. So many different women that we've been learning will learn that a kohen is not allowed to marry. There is no rule regarding kahanis. A kahanis can even marry a disqualified individual, so there is no reason for her to do this investigation. Rav Adabar Havatani, Dalit and Mos, we learned in the Mishnah about four mothers that really ended up being eight. He says there are four mothers Shein Shtei Mesrei, that are really 12. But Masnisa Tana, in the Brisah, it says Dalit and Mos Shein Sheish Esrei. It says four mothers that equal 18. Comments the 16. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rav Adabar Hava, to understand our Mishnah, that Rav Adabar Hava should not be in conflict with our Mishnah, it's easy. Mukalei Belviya Bas Yisrael. Because our Mishnah says that when you're marrying a Kohenis, you have to check four, which are eight. Oid Achas, one more mother by each one of these individuals by Leviya Yisraelis, 8 plus 4 equal 12. But ask the Gemara, Elamas Nisa Lema Pligi. It seems that the Braisa is in conflict with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says 8, 12, not 16. Says the Marloi. We don't have to interpret that there's a machloikis. My oid achas. When the Mishnah says by Levi of Yisrael, we have to add one, achas, doesn't mean we have to add one to each. We have to ask zug achas to each. We have to add a pair. So we take two more of the eight that are mentioned in the Mishnah, we'll end up with 16. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Rav, Zu Divrei Rameya. What we've been learning in our Mishnah represents the opinion of Rameya. The Chacham said, "Kol mishpachos becheskes kashrus and amdus. All families have a cheskes kashrus, and we don't have to do any checking." Comments the Ramban, according to his opinion, that our Mishnah is speaking about two different subjects. According to Rashi, Tosfos, our Mishnah is only speaking about one subject, kahuna. It's not talking about anybody else. But according to the Ramban, that our Mishnah is talking about two separate subjects. One is regarding everybody having to check. And one is regarding Kohanim, regarding check. So he says, our discussion that the Gemara is going to have now is strictly regarding regular Yichus issues. But the special Yichus of a Kohen, that is not the subject of our Gemara according to the Ramban. So again, the Gemara comments that our Mishnah represents the opinion of Rameya. And you don't have to do any inspection. Ask the Gemara, Eini, Vamram Chumma Bagurya Amarav, Mishnah Seinu, Kshkarl of Irr. Our Mishnah is referring to a situation where it's being challenged, the Yichus. So how can we say that the Chum will agree that nothing has to be checked? And so the Gemara, Manda Masnehal, Masnehal. If you're going to say that our Mishnah is referring to a case where somebody's yichus is being challenged, that our Mishnah could even follow the opinion of the Chachamim, because the Chachamim will agree when somebody's yichus is being challenged, you have to check it. If you say our Mishnah is referring to a case where nobody's yichus is being challenged, it only reflects the opinion of Rameya. Ikad Amri, but there's another version of understanding this Gemara. Amar Yudam Rav, Zudiv Rameya, our Mishnah represents the opinion of Rameya, of Chom Amrim, and therefore, our Mishnah is clearly referring to a case where there's no challenge, and it only reflects the opinion of Rameya. However, comments of Chumma Bagurya Marav, that even the Chachamim agree, that Mkarlov Irr, if there was a challenge to someone's Yichus raised, that everybody will agree, Sarach Liv de Gachreya, we have to examine. Interesting, Shaila, very Haloch L'maisa. Well, what is the din if someone shows up, someone that lives amongst us, and he acts like a Jew, and he comes to shul, and he comes to daven, comes to learn, but we really don't know anything about his family. And now, he's about to get married. We have a Gemara that's teaching us that the Chum hold, call yourself a Cheskes Kashrus and Amdus. Do we have to do any investigation or not? So the Be'er Hatif and Darach HaShulchan say that's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means that we know somebody is a member of this family. We knew his father, we knew his grandfather. So even though we don't know every detail of the Yichus, says the Chachamim, call yourself a Cheskes Kashrus and Amdus. But if somebody is living amongst us, he could be a very fine, upright person, but we don't know anything about his family, we have an obligation, before we allow him to get married into Klal Yisrael, to do an investigation, who he is, who his family is. That's the opinion of Be'er Hatev, opinion of Aruch HaShulchan, opinion of most Paiskim. The Elf HaShleimer, Shlomo Kluger, disagrees. He says, included in the concept of Kol Yisrael B'cheskes Kashrus Ein Amdus is even this case. If we see a person acting properly, we don't have to ask any questions. Very b'chiddush. We learned in the Mishnah, Ein Beit Min Mizbeich L'malah. If we see somebody that did avoid the Mizbeich, we don't have to do any investigation. My Tama, Ilav the Batkua, like we explained, if not that we had investigated his yichus, love a maskula, they would have never allowed him to do the avoidah. The fact that they would do the avoidah is a proof that he's fine. However, points out the Chazon Ish, again, this is only in a situation where his yichus is not being challenged. If the yichus is being challenged, then we have to do investigation. We can't just rely on the fact that he did the avoidah. V'loy min ha-duchen min ha-mala, the levium that we're singing on the duchen, we don't have to do further investigation. My Tama, They did not allow a kohen or a levi to do avoda until the yichus was checked out. Why, if somebody was a member of the Sanhedrin, don't we have to do any further checking? My tama, the Tana of Yosef. Shame shebezda menukim betzedek, as a bezda has to be with integrity. Kach menukim mekol mum. They have to be a fine yichus. Oma merema. My kro, what is the pasuk that says that the members of a bezdin have to be a fine yichus? The pasuk says, "Kulach yofa reasi umum einbach." It's speaking to the Sanhedrin. Why would we say that it's talking to the Sanhedrin? Because the word kulach, without the vav, is the gematria 70. There are 70 members to the Sanhedrin. Ask the Gemara. Maybe the pasuk means emamum mamish. That the pasuk is saying that members of the bezdin can't have a physical defect. Because again, the Mefarshim explained, we want that the members of Sanhedrin should have influence, should have power, and perhaps people with physical defects will not be so well respected. So where do we again see that they have to be of Yichus? Says the Gemara, Amar of Achav Yaakov Amar Kra, V'shyatzvu Sham Imach, Ima B'day Mechlach. It has to be somebody like Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe there was specifically because Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the Shechina. So somebody speaking to the Shechina has to be of good yichus. But how do we know that everybody has to be of good yichus? Omer of Nachman Amakra, for Hakel Mi'aloch, for Nosimitcha, the Yisro told Moshe, you have to find people that are similar to you to help you lead the people, judge the people, but Daimulacha. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was of impeccable yichus, so to everybody else. It's interesting to note, we know that when Yisroel gave Moshe the advice, who to look for, he mentioned a number of qualities, Anshe Emes, Sonei Betza, Anshe Chayil. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he goes to find the people, the Pasuk doesn't say he found anybody. The only thing that the Pasuk speaks about is that we're Anshe Chayil. Anshe Chayil means that they were wealthy. Everything else, the Pasuk doesn't speak about that there was Sonei Betza, Anshe Emes, why not? So Mepharshim say a very interesting teretz. Yisroi was a ger. And Yisroi, therefore, was speaking about finding people even who were gerim, even to be members of these courts. A ger, as we're learning, it's not so simple that we could accept. Moshe Rabbeinu took people b'doy maloy, people who were like him. Somebody of impeccable yichus was saying doesn't have to be checked. The only thing they have to be checked was Anshe Chayil. Just because you have yichus doesn't mean you have money. Says the Gemara. If his forefathers were Mishaytri Arabim, that's proof that they are fine yichus. Ask the Gemara, Lememr de Lemekminim Epsulim, does this mean that we don't take people of poor yichus to be policemen? For Minna Hakok Sherem Lodin Dina Mamnis, everybody could sit in a bezin of Dina Mamnis, Venako Sherem Lodin Dina Nefashis. For Vinimba, and when we learned this Mishnah, we asked, Hakel Asuyimai, what does the word Hakel come to add? From Rabbi Yehuda Asuyim Mamzer. So you see that a Mamzer could be Shaiter. Why are we saying that we don't, that the fact that somebody's a Shaiter is a proof of his Yichus? Answer the Gemara, on Mabai B'Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, they were careful that nobody was given a position unless he was a Meyuchus. Why? So Rishonim explain, because you move up the system. Somebody who's a shaiter is going to become a member of a regular bezdin. And somebody a member of a regular bezdin can ultimately promote it to the Sanhedrin. In the Sanhedrin we just learned, you have to have only miyuchasim. So that's why in Yerushalayim, they were specifically careful only to use miyuchasim. The Kainton of Shim Ben Ziri, the Kedusha de Belevi, the Yerushalayim. The Gabi Tzedokim, Messiim. Again, if you know that there was a forefather, was a Gabi Tzedokah, it's a proof there is a yichas. My Tama. Answer the Gemara, Kivan, the mitzvah had the anshi, the gaboim are people that are not always popular. People, they come to tell people you have to give tzedakah. And then when I ask you for tzedakah and you don't want to give, I get a little tough and you get a little nasty. Damamar, b'mashkinin, out tzedakah, you could even take collateral on tzedakah, feel better of Shabbos. Vim isa de ike islay, kola. If there was something wrong with the gabay, everybody would know. So Mepharshim asked, the halacha is, Tosfos asked this question, the halacha is that any mitzvah, the matan schar nichta b'tzida, The Ein Mitzvah, the Torah tells us that you have the schar, you don't force people to do that mitzvah. So the question here is, tzedakah, the Torah gives us a schar. So how could you force people to give tzedakah? So one teretz is that the Torah specifies that tzedakah is an exception to that rule. Another teretz is that you don't force them physical. Mamashkin means we take money from them, but we don't do physical punishment if somebody doesn't want to give tzedakah. And the third teretz I saw is there's also a lav. So that's a lav, but for a lav, and any lav, even a lav that the Torah gives us the schar, you could force the person to do mitzvah. Says the Gemara, the landlord of Rav Ada Bar Hava, Giyor Hava, he was a ger. There was an election between him and Rabibi. Ma Amar, and not Avidna Sarusa Damasa, one said that I should be elected to the mayor. I should be elected the mayor. Asla Kamedir of Yosef. So they came to Rav Yosef to decide. Amalot. So he said, Tanina, the Brisa says, Saim Tos Malach Melach Mikervachecha, Kol Mashima Shatam Esim, any position of authority, Lo Yehe El Mikervachecha. He has to be of Yichus. Amalot of Adabrahava, Vafila Amal Yisrael. What about if his mother is Jewish? Amalei ima miyisrael b'kerav achachet kurina bay. If his mother is Jewish, he's not considered a ger. Hilkath, Rabibi the gavur rabahu, Rabibi who's a great Talmud Chacham. So now we have this problem. We're back to where we started. They're both competing for the position, and they're both qualified as far as yichus is concerned. So he made a compromise. He says, Rabibi the gavur rabahu. Rabibi was a great Talmud Chacham, la'ayim b'mil d'shmaya. He should be responsible for the ruchnius in the city. Omar and this landlord, la'ayim b'mil d'masa, he should be responsible for the gashmius. Omar Baya, Hilkach, man d'mashri, tzum d'rabbonan b'ash b'zniche, if somebody takes a tenant, it takes a Talmud Chacham as a Talmud, la'ashri k'rav adabar hava. You should take a tenant like adabar hava, the yoda. We see that Rav Ada Bar Hava was able to help his landlord. So it's good to have a tenant, a Talmud Chacham. When you get into an election, he'll help you win. Says the Gemara, Rav Zera Metapel Behu. Rav Zera was very busy with the Gerim. Rabbi Avur Metapel Behu. Rabbi Rava also was very helpful with the Gerim and give them a lot of respect. I saw an interesting shot. Why? Because Rav Zeir is the mandama that we just learned the other day, made the public speech that a ger is allowed to marry a mamzer, and everybody was very upset with him. So he wanted to be mafias. He wanted that the ger shouldn't be angry with him, so he went out of his way to show them honor. Says the Gemara Marova, when that's Yisrael, afilu resh kuri loy mukmi minayu. They were careful not to appoint a ger, even for the position of taking care of the measurements. Benador, afilu resh they didn't let him be in charge of the water system, the irrigation systems. So this Gemara, obviously, is the subject for a lot of halach l'maisa. One interesting thing I saw, here, the Gemara had a situation where there was a competition between two individuals for the same position. So he came up with a compromise. One's in charge of ruchnius, one's in charge of gashmius. But the Paiskim say, what he didn't do, is have them share the position. Because sharing a position never works. Sharing a position never works. And that's why they say, let's say there are two Rabbonim competing for a shteller, the worst thing you could do is appoint both of them. Yeah, everybody can have their own job, but two people for the same position, the Gemara is not suggesting, is a smart compromise. The Gemara also here discusses what a ger can or cannot be appointed to. So I saw that Ramosha, Rav Yashiv, other Gedolim, other Paiskim have many tshuvas about what positions you could give a ger. The first question that they all ask is we know that the Gemara says that Shmai v'Avtalion, one was the Nasim, one was the Rosh Bezdin, and they were descendants of Gerim. So isn't that a proof, contrary to our Gemara, that you can't appoint a ger? So some say it's not a proof. Because just like our Gemara says, if the mother was Jewish, then it's not an issue. And could be Shmai Vavtali when the Gemara says we're from Gerim, was on the father's side, not on the mother's side. Another teretz is that if it's clear that they are the Gedolei Hador, no one better, no one greater than them, then you could point a Ger. But how can we know that when we're about to point the Ger to a position that there's no one greater than him? So the question comes up regarding different positions. So it's interesting, I saw different Piskei Halacha. Ramosha discusses if you could appoint a Ger as a Mashgiach for Kashrus. So Ramosha holds that a Mashgiach for Kashrus is considered a position of prominence. And therefore, our Gemara is saying that you can't give a Ger such a position. So are you allowed to make a Ger a Mashgiach? So he says, very interesting psak. He says, it's typically not the Mashgiach's job to be responsible for the Kashrus. The Mashgiach is representing the Rav. The Mashgiach is representing an organization. So that's not what the Gemara means, that you're giving him a position of prominence.
So you could be head of the organization?
Perhaps. Perhaps. Rabbi Yoshev discusses, could you make a Ger a Rosh Yeshiva? So Rabbi Yoshev says as follows. He says, to say a Shir, a Ger is certainly qualified. He says there are two positions that a Rosh Yeshiva fulfills. One is that he gives a Shir. A Shir is a maggid shir, a ger could be. A Rosh Yeshiva also is a manig, is a leader. That position, a ger shouldn't have. And I saw along the same lines, the Shalos HaTshuvos Laharis Nosson discusses a rabbonis. So he says, to be a dayan, or to answer Shilas, a ger is certainly permitted to be a dayan, a paisik. To be a rov, to leader of the community, that you should not appoint a ger. But the common denominator in all of these tshuvos that discuss what a ger may or may not do is that certainly there's a mitzvah in the Torah, more than once stated, for haftim as a ger, we have to treat a ger with great love and great respect. Says the Gemara. Rav Yosef Amar, af mi shahaya, somebody who was signed in that bezdin, is a proof that he is a fine yichas. My tama, daikim machasmi, they're careful that only people of good yichas sign. Chanina man tignes, that whoever was an officer, again, as a proof that he's a fine yichas. Amar Yehuda Mishmul, b'chayol shabay stavet. When we speak about an officer being a fine yichas, it means a member of the army of David. Amar Yosef Baikra, the Kapasuk says in Devar Yomim, v'siyach chasam b'tzva mochama. People who went in the army were miyuchasim. V'tamamai, why do we need miyuchasim? Amar Yehuda Marav, k'day shizcheiz chuson v'schus avois m'siyatam. They should have schus avos when they go into battle. But the Mefarshim make a very important observation on learning the Gemara. They say zchuson v'schus avoson. They say too many people rely only on schus avos. That's not what the Gemara says. First you need schusen. You have to be a person of your own schus. A person with his own schus, then also schus avoson. But to completely rely on schus avos is not going to help. Ask the Gemara, but we find that there were members in the army of David who were seemingly Gerim. V'ikat Selek HaAmoni. The Pasuk speaks about Selek HaAmoni. My love, the Osam Amon. Doesn't mean that he was a Ger from Amon. Loi, so the Gemara, the Yosef Amon. He lived in Amon, but he wasn't a Ger. Ask the Gemara, V'ikat Uriah Chiti. So Farshim asks, we just finished saying that just because it says that you're from a certain place doesn't mean that you're a Ger. So why was the Gemara going to ask the exact same question? So Mefarshim answered, because the Pasuk keeps on calling Uriah, Uriah Achiti. So it seems that it's a proof that he was a Ger. So ask the Mefarshim, how could there be a Havamina that Uriah Achiti was a Ger? We know Uriah Achiti was Bathsheba's husband. And if he was from Chit, he's from the Zion Umos. So you can't marry somebody from Zion Umos. So that, as we've discussed, there's a Machlokes Rishonim what that means. Some Rishonim say you can't marry from the Zion Umos if they're not Megayer. If they were Megayer, it's not a problem. Or some say the original members of the Zion Umos who were there when we entered Eretz Yisrael, you can't marry. But people who came later, you can marry. So that's why the Gemara has a Havamina that Uriah Mailav Dosti Mechais, and it was a Ger. Says the Gemara, Loi, the Yos Mechais. He lived there, but he wasn't a Chiti. Ask the Gemara, V'ikki Ita Hagiti, V'hich Tema. So you'll want to say the same teretz. Hochinami the Yosef Gas. He lived in the city of Gas. Vorav Nachman Ita Giti Bo Ubitlo. The David HaMelech had avoid. He found avoid the Zorah. And the halacha is that a goy can nullify avodah zarah, but a Jew cannot nullify avodah zarah. So he called ite hagiti to nullify it. So we see that he was a guy. And we just said that only miyuchasim were in the army. Void, Amar Yehuda Merav, Abameis Yelodim, Hoyle David. There were 400 young men by David. The Kulam B'nai Yifas Tayer Hayo. They were all the sons of B'nai Yifas Tayer. The Kulam Stapri Kumi. Kumi was a type of special type of haircut, either leaving here in the front or leaving here in the back. Umagadlan Belurius Hayo. The Kulam Yosh B'Kroni Shazov. They traveled in golden chariots by Yahai Mahalchim B'Reishi Beis Geisis. They went in the front of the army. They were the strong men of the army of David. So we see that they weren't Jewish. Says the Gemara, they really weren't part of the battle. They just went out in front to scare the enemy. We learned at the beginning of Masechta a machloikis regarding Yifas Tayr. Machloikis Rashi and Tosfos, how the procedure worked. According to Tosfos, the first bia with a Yifas Tayr was before she was Megayer. So our Gemara makes a lot of sense. It makes sense how David could have 400 children from a Yifas Tayr, because the limit that a Melech could only have 80 wives is Jewish wives, not Yifas Tayr. And also makes sense why they're not considered Jewish, because there was no gear. But according to the opinion, Rashi's opinion, that you have to do gear first, so how could David have 400 children? So Farshim asks, answer, it must be that when it says Abba Meim Yelodim, doesn't mean they were his children. They were members of his household, but they weren't all his children, because if you have to have gear first, but they were still Gerim, because the mother was a Geyiris. So now the question is, if we follow another question, if we follow the opinion of Rashi, that the children are Yifas Tayr, you're not allowed to have a relation with Yifas Tayr until she's Megayir, and therefore the children are Jewish, so how could they take this kind of haircut, which is B'chukai Seyim Lo Selechu? So I saw the Beis Yosef answers. The lava B'chukasem Leiselechu is not accurately defined in the Torah. It says B'chukasem Leiselechu. It's up to Chazal to define what is B'chukasem Leiselechu. So they say when a soldier in the army is permitted, and it's not an Isser B'chukasem Leiselechu. Some say even deeper, that even if it is a problem with B'chukasem Leiselechu, but if they're doing it because they're going to battle to save the Jewish people, and this will help them prevail, that certainly supersedes the lav of B'chukasem Leiselechu.